When you start investing in stocks, you seek investment advice. When you seek investment advice, you go to the internet. When you go to the internet, you start believing all the wacky correlations spouted by armchair analysts.
Sell, 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 sell.
When you start believing those wacky correlations, you start buying and selling stocks based on butter production in Bangladesh. When you start buying and selling stocks based on butter production in Bangladesh, you offend your lactose intolerant girlfriend, who in turn moves out. When your girlfriend moves out, you can't afford rent on your own because all your money is tied up in the stock market. When you can't afford rent on your own, you become homeless and alone.
Thank you.
Don't become homeless and alone. Get rid of financial advice from armchair analysts and upgrade to Money Talks.
This is Money Talks.
We're back. You're listening to Money Talks. I'm Troy Harmon here with DJ Barker and Jennifer Thomas talking about all manner of things financial. If you have a question for us, we can be reached at via email at drgene@hensler.com. That's spelled H-E-N-S-S-L-E-R. You can also call our question hotline. If you call this line, you can leave your message. We'll play it on the air and then answer your question right behind it. That number is 1-855-429-9166. You can also call that same number or 770-429-9166. Get a hold of a real human being who will also take down your question and get it to us, and we can answer it on the air. So, I guess following that, the best thing to do is get after some of these questions, right?
That's right.
All right. So Philip from Roswell asks, I'm looking at Thermo Fisher Scientific and Roche Holdings. Part of me wants to stick with a well-known stock on a major exchange, but Roche Holding has a lower beta, lower PE, pays more in dividend, but it's on the OTC market. I've never bought something not on a major exchange. I've heard you say that OTC stocks might not be as transparent. What do you think? As a general rule, I would agree with that. One thing that you can look at, actually, to give you an indication, if it's well followed by analysts, you quite often have a stock that it's kind of like a regulator, I guess is probably the best way to put it. If you've got plenty of information that's been provided to the market by those research analysts, you can swerve a little bit away from that general rule. Now, 32 analysts follow Roche Holdings, even
sure,
though it's an OTC.
I mean, you've got to look. There are also a lot of stocks. Apple is over the counter.
Yeah.
You know, Intel is over the counter. So,
yeah,
you know.
They are over the counter, but they're traded on the NASDAQ, an electronic exchange,
yeah.
Which is a bit different than Roche in this case. But
yes.
You're right. I mean, the NASDAQ is expected to, you know, is it widely accepted as OTC, but it is,
right.
You know, it's a little more
sure.
Organized, I guess, than that.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the details of both of these companies, really it gets down to the fundamentals after you cross over that hump as to whether or not it's something that's not being watched very closely. Now, I will say that companies that aren't well followed, if you're a great research analyst, and some people are, you can actually find things that are not being valued properly in the market, meaning that, you know, their earnings growth might be overlooked. Who knows, new deals or their potential for the future could be being overlooked and the price not keep up with that potential. So what you'd have is once those things are more widely known by the market, you can actually outperform, meaning that, you know, when it's overlooked, you can buy in at a price that's the valuation is less than the fundamentals would lead you to believe. All things considered, when I look at these two companies, long-term growth on Roche is 6.84%, and that is a function of the analysts that watch it. That's expected to grow earnings 6.84%, where you look at Thermo Fisher at 12.4%. Thermo Fisher meets our criteria for investment based on financial strength and safety, whereas Roche does not. Roche has a pretty substantial debt at 93%. Thermo Fisher does likewise, but not quite as bad, 77.5% debt to equity. All things considered, if I had the decision to make here, I'd say Thermo Fisher would be more my preference. You know, we sold it not long ago. We've got clients that still hold it. I don't really want to throw big rocks, but we did it. It's in the world of investments, everything's relative. We sold it to buy Celgene. Since we did that, Celgene's actually outperformed it, but Thermo Fisher has not looked bad at all.
Okay.
So there you have it. Next up, we've got a question from Robert from Woodstock. He says, I'm interested in Pioneer Natural Resources. Wanted to get your take on this stock. Thanks. Pioneer Natural Resources is a oil and gas exploration company. Anytime you hear oil and gas exploration, it's a pretty risky business, but it has pretty substantial rewards. Mm-hmm. Exploration of gas and oil can be very profitable. If you look at what's been going on with Pioneer Natural Resources, whose symbol, by the way, is PXD, long-term growth expectations about 20%, but if you look at what's happened over the past 5 years, earnings have declined by 28.16%. Part of that is because of crude oil prices. The company, I believe, is probably more heavily indebted than many other exploration companies, debt to equity ratio at 30.9%. If you look at their PE, currently at 14.5, I believe it is, what you've got is a company that's price is outstripping. I said 14.5. How about 154.4? That's a ridiculous PE. But it's mainly because in 2010 their earnings were negative. In 2015 and halfway through 16 their earnings were again negative. They've been suffering as the price of oil hovers around that $40-$50 range. It's not sufficient for them to make very much in earnings. But one of the other things that I looked at when I was doing a little bit of homework on this one, they've had 12 instances where they have sold off assets in order to stay afloat since 2006. So this is a company that's selling its assets. It's not really making some of the earnings that they're making are questionable. You want to look at companies that are making earnings from ongoing operations that will still be there into the future. Net income will include gains on assets sold, but when you're selling your assets, it's very difficult for you to continue earning like you were in the past, right? So all things considered, my opinion on Pioneer Natural Resources is not too positive. I would definitely sell it if you own it, avoid it if you haven't bought it yet. So there's that.
That's not good.
Not too good. All right, we got another question. Wanda from Douglasville says, do long-term disability insurance premiums depend on the nature of my job? Guys, y'all got something on that?
Sure. I mean, the pat answer would be yes. I mean, but if you have a long-term disability coverage through a group plan that's offered through your employer, your premium's going to be the same for everybody that's in that group plan. It's not going to be, you know, just because your job in that company is a little bit different than somebody else's, it's not going to. But if you buy your own individual policy, it is really based on your profession. So, I mean, it's kind of common sense, but some jobs are more dangerous than others. So you have
like being a financial analyst. Is that a very dangerous
that
job?
That was probably on the not dangerous. But like construction workers, police officers, firefighters, miners, anything that, you know, where you could really get hurt on the job.
Sure.
That is really going to be, you know, a larger premium. And there's going to be some occupations where they won't even allow you to take out a personal policy.
Wow.
So
it's like commercial fishermen or something?
Yeah, it needs to be more of a, you know, it would have to be a group policy from the company. But one thing that you want to keep in mind is if the company is paying your premiums, this is just kind of our rule of thumb when you're looking at a long-term disability. If a You know, if you're going out and buying a policy on your own, then you're not taxed when if you have to receive those benefits. If you become disabled and receive those benefits, it's not taxable to you. But in a group policy where the company's paying the premiums for you, if they pay the premiums for you, it is taxable to you
as income.
As
you receive that.
Also, from a personal policy, you would, you know, we always recommend people get like a policy that is based on their particular occupation. So it states that if you become disabled and cannot do your job, the occupation, not any job, but just your job. You receive the disability. So.
All right. So are you telling me that the reason that there is no financial analyst action figure is because it's not very dangerous, not exciting.
I don't see your cape.
is there a financial planner action figure? DJ, I think you would be a great model for that.
Well, I don't know about that.
No?
No.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. You enlightened me.
I think Troy just answered his.
I have a little offense to that. He picked you instead of me.
Oh, look at him. He's a beautiful specimen of humanity. You're listening to Money Talks. We'll be right back with some more crazy stuff. We're back. This is Money Talks. I'm Troy Harmon here with Jennifer Thomas and DJ Barker. And if you
want to. Across the table.
All right. We've got another question. If you're looking at how to get your question answered on the air, you can email us at drgene@hensler.com. That's spelled HENSSLER.com. Question hotline 1-855-429-9166. And you can also reach us, a real human being, at 770-429-9166. We have presence on multiple social media, so if you remember how to spell that last name, HENSSLER, you can find us on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram. There's probably
others. We're everywhere.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised where you might find us. But anyway, so let's get back to the business of answering some financial questions. L. Miller from Ackworth says, my mother-in-law recently came into a substantial amount of money from a lawsuit settlement. My wife and I are concerned that many of the estranged members of the family will come out of the woodwork to poach her wealth. We want to start talking with her about an estate plan to protect her and, of course, make the division of her newfound wealth go according to her wishes once she dies. Can you give us some key areas to look at? Jennifer, what you got?
Sure. Well, I mean, there are, you know, everyone, especially if you have wealth, should have an estate plan in place. And those, you know, that's going to include wills, you know, possibly a trust, durable power of attorneys, and health care proxies.
And it's not just for the distribution of the wealth,
right,
but also tax purposes. It's
correct.
It helps
you with where the assets will go after you pass away.
Does help that.
It also helps you if you become incapacitated and, you know, and you can't handle your own affairs, then someone can take over for you financially and help you in that manner, and they can also make health care decisions for you if you can't do that yourself.
Sure.
So those are all very important things. You know, as far as trying to protect the wealth, I mean, she obviously, until she passes away or becomes incapacitated, could give money to whoever she wanted to. You know, one thing that you might be able to do, and I mean, but it would have to be with her consent, would be if you set up a trust with multiple trustees on it, where all trustees or at least two of the trustees had to make decisions, so you have someone else that's kind of monitoring the assets. You could certainly do something like that. But if you trust in her, or, you know, or just, you know, I think opening the dialogue and talking with her about what may happen. And there are gifting issues, too, if she were to gift more than $14,000 a year to any single person.
The trust, that document itself, doesn't protect the assets.
Correct.
She still has the ability, without additional trustees, to write a check to
to anyone she wants to.
Mm-hmm. With any amount over $14,000 or...
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So she can still do that. I don't know that that's actually going to protect that, but, I mean, you can certainly have those conversations with her and help her understand, you know, what may occur.
The ramifications.
Yeah, in the end, it's really difficult to protect somebody from themselves.
Right.
But I think, Jennifer... Correct me if I'm wrong, but we've seen situations where trusts were formed and the individual who initially had the wealth actually had to have other people sign with them to make certain decisions, which might be the correct situation.
Well,
here,
it might be, you know, it depends on the person. I mean, if you feel like she needs that and she agrees with that, then that's certainly something that you can do. You just need to understand that that makes it more cumbersome. You know, it's not just like, I mean, you know, if you're paying bills out of the account, you know, or you need money from the account, you've got to get multiple people to
right.
agree to it. It becomes
operationally, it's very difficult. Right.
Difficult.
Yeah.
So in most cases, we try to, you know, in most trusts that we see, any trustee can act.
Yeah.
You know, so that just makes it easier.
Right. But you could, I mean, if you thought
you
that can,
there
was
and
an
there
issue,
are cases when it is
like
better to do things like that.
Right. Again, initially though, you're going to have cooperation from the person who
Correct.
Holds the assets
yeah.
or controls
Correct.
The assets
mm-hmm.
to get that done.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So we've got another one here. Ramon from Inman Park asks, I have an investment in Tyson Foods. Recently, the company has been making headlines about their new facility in Tonganoxie, Kansas. Residents are concerned about the company's ethics, pollution, and smell the plant will bring. I can't imagine this is the first time any big company has had issues with locating a new plant. How do issues like this affect the stock? I know it's not the same thing, but you know, over the last couple of weeks, we've been talking a lot about Equifax. And Equifax lost a pile of money. Their market share was impacted negative 37%. They lost over $5 billion in their market share over a period less than a month, and it was all for cause. I mean, they had a big mm-hmm. Data breach, and then they didn't handle it well. The CEO is now gone. I talked about it then. You know, since the 15th of September, Equifax has actually gained 19%. Of their on the return on their stock price.
Really?
So, you know, it's rebounding.
It's moving back.
While yeah. all of us will remember a thing like that, it's one of those things. Companies are impacted by their actions in the market, and when momentum gets against them, sometimes you can see substantial things fall. In the case of Tyson Foods, this is a company that sells chicken, beef, and pork. We know that the process of processing that food for our consumption is probably not a pretty one.
A little dirty.
the fact that you've got animals, even domesticated, anywhere near a residential area is going to be a bad odor. Nobody wants to live next to the sewage plant. Nobody wants to live next to a crematory. Nobody wants to live next to Tyson Foods.
Right.
But honestly, what you see here is probably more the residential area that's going to be impacted by this situation in Tonganoxie. That's a fun word to say.
I mean, I can't imagine it having an effect on a company
stock,
that
yeah.
large and,
no.
you know, just because they're going to build a plant in that.
Right. What it will have an impact on is probably real estate prices in that general
right.
proximity. But even that, you know, you get downwind from them and it's bad. You get on the other side of it and it's probably not going to
mm-hmm.
be as bad. But, I mean, right here in Cobb County, we have a huge solid waste plant. Right in the middle of the county, right on County Services Road.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't want to live east of that because the wind generally blows out of the west in this county. So, you know, I know they have apartment complexes and all manner of residential properties that are over by it. It's just that they're not going to be priced as valuable as those that are not having to deal with that same situation. When it comes to Tyson Foods, by the way, ticker symbol is TSN. You've got a company that's grown earnings over 20.5% over the last 5 years, expected to go 8.6%. Not a bad company, but because of their debt to equity is 65.4. It doesn't meet our criteria for investment. based on financial strength and safety. If you wanted something in the same space, Sanderson Farms, ticker symbol SAFM, or Hormel, HRL is the ticker on that one, are two that are more preferred by our investment analysis process. You know, if you're looking for something to dump, then, you know, you could dump Tyson and buy that. But I don't think you're going to see a significant impact from the actions of the community not wanting the Tyson plant in their neighborhood. All right, guys, this is the point in the show where we ask DJ.
We're up.
Stock market up or down?
We're up.
I'm going up.
Jennifer, market up. You guys know I'm a broken record. I'm always up.
Always up.
Statistically, the market's going to be up 2 out of 3 times. Take care. You've been listening to Money Talks.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.